Big Show.
PT.
The Big Show.
3BA.
FM 102.3.
Time to catch up with Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane with the Big Show Entertainment Report. Good morning to you, Jaden.
Good morning, PT.
How are you surviving down there in lockdown Melbourne? You're going okay?
I am sort of going okay, yeah. Just sort of rolling with the punches, moving from one day to the next. It's a bit like Groundhog Day at the moment. But I tell you what, I don't like to complain about it because I know there are lots of people out there that are doing it way worse than I am at the moment and dealing with much more significant things. But, gee, I am just waiting for the day to be able to get a haircut. It is just getting to the point where I am utterly frustrated with it. But, look, I can appreciate that there are people out there that are way worse off than I am.
So yeah.
It's a first world problem.
And plenty of entertainment news to keep your brain occupied, especially where Britney Spears is concerned. Looks like she's had a win, but nothing's fait accompli until November. But her dad, Jamie, has spoken out.
He has indeed, yes. So obviously yesterday when her conservatorship issue was back in court, he was suspended as her conservator. So ultimately, that is a good outcome for her. It's essentially what her lawyer was asking for over the last couple of weeks. And her father was essentially backed into a corner weeks ago when he filed that paperwork to step down as her conservator. But, you know, the story of Britney's pursuit for freedom is certainly not over. There's still a few chapters left to run, and that will play out in court on the 12th of November when the judge decides whether that conservatorship or guardianship will end altogether. There's an accountant that has been appointed to manage her finances, I guess, temporarily. But yeah, her father overnight released a statement through his lawyer. So he didn't speak directly, but, you know, the lawyer constructed the statement that was put out where he basically said he wasn't satisfied with the decision that was handed down yesterday, more or less describing it as disappointing and a big loss for Britney. Still very defiant sort of right to the end in my mind. And interesting that he makes the point as well that he's always sort of tried to do what's in her best interests, both as her father and her conservator. And as part of all of that, he helped her sort of repair her relationship with her children and relaunch her career. So some interesting points there that are certainly debatable and more to be debated in this case when it returns to court in November.
Do you think she'll always have a conservator of some form, or do you think finally she'll be allowed to just manage her own financial life?
I think it's probably unlikely that she'll be a free woman entirely. I mean, she's got two conservators at the moment, one looking after her personal affairs, one looking after her finances. So, and this accountant stepped in temporarily. He'll probably end up becoming her proper conservator for financial affairs. But look, you know, somebody put it to me yesterday, it's her money, surely she can spend it how she likes. Well, yeah, that's a valid point. But the last thing you want to do is give her the codes to the bank cards and the keys to the palace, because it could end up setting her back and putting her on a trail that doesn't end up being one that is good for her in the long run. So It's a delicate sort of balancing act as to weighing up what's good for her, but what's also good for her to keep her, I guess, safe and sane to some degree.
Absolutely. Moving on, Moulin Rouge, the musical, had a big win. Jaden Forster.
It did indeed. The Tony Awards on Monday, it won 10 awards on that particular day, including the big one, Best Musical, which is a really big deal. It's the first Australian-led production to actually do that. It was conceived by Jerry Ryan, well-known man here in Victoria, and a producer by the name of Carmen Pavlovich by their company here in Melbourne called Global Creatures. They did the big King Kong musical, and Jerry invested millions of dollars to get this one off the ground, as he did with getting King Kong to Broadway. And now Moulin Rouge has won many awards. So they've got the big bragging rights, I guess you could say, of having the best musical for at least the next 12 months anyway. And I guess it also gives them a lot more marketing power when they try to sell tickets to the show when hopefully it eventually opens here in Melbourne.
And speaking of music, to wrap us up this morning, Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane, Bob Dylan has revealed plans for what?
A big world tour.
Woohoo!
Which, to me, sort of seems a bit pie in the sky sort of thing, not to be the Grinch that steals Christmas or anything, but he's announced some dates across America over the course of the next month or so, selling tickets. They're on practically every night of the week, really, but his website's saying that he'll be doing a world tour until the year 2024, which That's massive news. He hasn't been on stage for about 3 years or so, but was performing pretty much all the time right up until then. So it will be interesting to see if that gets off the ground. Obviously, he has some sexual assault claims that are still hanging over his head in a civil lawsuit, but I suspect that'll probably be sorted out pretty soon.
Yeah. Paramedics on standby, apparently side of stage for every Bob Dylan show.
That's right. You'd want to have the oxygen machine pretty close by, wouldn't you?
Jayden Forster from Celebrity Lane. Great to wrap up with a bit of a laugh, and we'll catch up with you again next week for another Big Show Entertainment Report.
Take care. Thanks, mate.